wasting time. You claim there's plenty. So I think about in my bed. 22 years in a row. I never missed you around my loss. Cause you were always there. Yeah, you were always there. It's breaking my body down slow. I never told you to up and go. But I still know you're there. Yeah, I still know you're there. You'll wait for me tonight till I'm on my rise. I'll stay writing words in the memory of you. You tell me where you're. Don't mind me saying, but I can't stay longer. Where you're. I'm leaving this place and I'll be good. Hold on to me, hold on to me. Panama and I seem so sad. Have we outgrown our childhood memories? Paranoid that we may have some postcards with our names signed gently. Writing out what's in my head. We're wasting time, you claim there's plenty. It's all I think about in my bed. It's all I think about in my bed. I was younger when you came home. Now I'm so aware of all how much you care. I'm taking my time on the road. So these memories I always hold. Yeah, I'm so aware of all how much you care. Cause you were me and I was you. Tears rushing once our time was through. It's not often I see you coughing. Just know I'm lost in the pain from you. You tell me where you're. Don't mind me saying that I can't stay longer. Where you're. I'm leaving this place and I'll be good. Hold on to me, hold on to me. Panama and I seem so sad. Have we outgrown our childhood memories? Paranoid that we may have some postcards with our signed gently. Writing out what's in my head. We're wasting time, you claim there's plenty. It's all I think about in my bed. Feelings change and feelings go. I know this, I know. Though we're distant on this road, I know this, I know. There's a feeling in the waves. Your eyes on me. Then suddenly it all feels okay. Hold on to me, hold on to me. Panama and I seem so sad. Have we outgrown our childhood memories? Paranoid that we may have some postcards with our names signed gently. Writing out what's in my head. We're wasting time, you claim there's plenty. It's all I think about in my bed.
Hi, Mike, this is Anna, just calling to wish you a happy birthday. Have a good day. You need to give me a buzz back because I know you're busy. I love you. Bye.
Hello and welcome back to 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Ben and, oh, who's Daniela. That in your ear? Oh, that's Daniela.
That's me, yeah.
Hello, welcome aboard. We got her this time. We snagged a guest, Daniela. You are listening to BlizzQuick 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, so...
I'm glad that the peeps can hear me.
Oh, yeah, they can hear you. I'm watching your sound levels. You are in it, my friend. So,
good. It's good to hear.
Daniela and I, you know, this was kind of a unique show for us because we were prepared on time. We were ready to go on the buzzer of 9 p.m. I know Daniela's laughing because she knows that's never happened before. So
usually we're always scrambling, so.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, this is kind of a scramble show, but no, we totally killed it. And as a result, we had a conversation topic.
Yeah, we did. And actually, it was a pretty good conversation topic that we all thought that you'd be interested in. Basically, like, when you're trying to listen to music, especially finding new music, who are you doing it for? And be real. Like, who are you doing it for? You doing it for yourself? Sure.
Sure.
But, like, is it so you can tell other people what you're listening to?
Yeah, is it like,
sure,
is it self-serving?
This plagues Tufts campus, because I know y'all. We were not that far out of that, so.
Yeah, and we mean that, and yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of angles, which we were talking a little bit about, like, okay, so you're listening for music, obviously you're doing it because you like it, but you're also doing it because you like the benefits of knowing music. Right, like you, like what you were...
The clout, one might say, that comes with liking a certain type of music.
And like being on the forefront, like, oh, you don't know them? Like, I think there's something there that you get to be like, oh, I know a thing that you don't. And I think it's especially something with music because it's so easy to like access music now, like because everyone in your life has Apple Music or Spotify probably, or like YouTube, like that's free for sure. You can access any, like basically any song that you want. So it's like, oh, you don't know them? It's like not because you didn't have access, but because you weren't like cunning enough to find it.
Yeah, to go out of your way and to be so invested in music to find it and to like, or just to discover it and to curate a taste for it.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. I think that this is like a big philosophical debate, but like, what is good music? Because I know that, I mean, obviously we do the radio show, we play whatever we want. Like, this show is for us. Make no mistake, listener. This show is for Danielle and I, but...
Nobody else, except for us.
It's just us. If you happen to like it, that's your fault. Like,
that's unfortunate for you.
Yeah. What does that say about you, the listener? But like, I don't know, you could have a lot of different kinds of music play, and like, someone could say, your music is bad music. And like, what does that mean?
Exactly. What is bad music? Now, there's obviously maybe bad music that like hurts your ears literally, but then again, why was it made?
Right.
Like yeah.
No, keep going, sorry.
I was recently went into this thrift store and they were playing this really obscene, and I mean obscene music, where it's just like a robotic woman's voice just saying all these obscenities. And to like techno music, and after that they started playing heavy metal rock, and I literally had a migraine, and I had to flee the store. Okay, it was just so bad. Now, would I characterize that as bad music? Yes, but I'm sure the person who made that was like, you know, this does sounds good. You know what I mean?
Right, and like, I mean, here's what I think about too. It's exactly that. Like, somebody thought it sounded good enough in their head that they had to make it. And then someone else thought it was good enough that they had to like go along with it. Like, usually music takes more than one person, at least at some point. And then somebody else thought it was good enough that they should play it. And then you listen to it and you're like, this is bad music. So like, at least numbers wise, you're in the wrong.
So far.
But like, are you? And who's to say that, like, why does one person have authority about like what's good or bad music at all? As a listener, I think as someone who makes music, maybe you have some authority, but like I think that music can be competent. Like, I think there's competency in music. Like, if it has a time signature, if it like the chord progression, like, is it like normal? What I don't know, whatever the metrics are. Like, there's competency, and then there's like taste.
That's very true. I think that's a big distinction, because you could also just not know anything and you're just slapping something together, right?
But even then, like, what if you stumble on, what if you're, like, accidentally genius, like?
Okay, yeah, if you have, like, a good ear, but then who qualifies as, well, I mean, obviously there's people who actually have good ears, you know what I mean, who are class,
yeah.
Like, the people who are, like, can tell pitch or whatever the heck is, describe that as, what's it called? Can you hear pitch or something?
Oh, perfect pitch. I met someone with
perfect
that.
Perfect pitch. Pitch Perfect.
No, pitch Perfect. Ugh, great movie. I mean, yeah. So, I guess this is all to say. If you think that you have an opinion about what is good or bad music, or why...
I don't know.
Yeah, Danielle, who should they call? And what number is it?
They should call us.
Do you know the number?
And I don't remember.
No.
I don't remember the number. I have like 1-800-WMFO. I'm just kidding.
No, that was the last four is WMFO, but 855. What's the middle, Daniela? 855.
915-9636.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. It's 855-915-9636. You were pretty close, though.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, do we want to... There's one last point in this conversation that we were talking about, but we could also just play music. I'll quickly...
Why don't we revisit? Just play music.
Okay, yeah. They don't want to hear us talk. They want to hear music. Okay, so this is a song that I didn't preview before I'm playing it, but it does not say it's explicit, so I think we should be good. I'm gonna put that on, and it's part of a playlist that I think I was listening to and enjoying, so I don't know. If you like it, call in. But then an April shower came and started pouring down, and I grew into a flower in the morning dew. My petals peddle different kind of vibes. Paint a picture, hail the taxi cab and catch a ride. Rolling down the side streets like sly beats and good food. Tossing and turning, baby, I am burning at my end. But you can make it all alright. And sometimes I get lost inside my head. Jackie Liz on the mic like GoPro, recording on the move like a GoPro. Wanna be everything, wanna know though. Wanna sing everything, go slow-mo. My religion is riffing and sifting through all the keys. Red cheeks is like I'm Santa, and a new orange bandana. Awesome like Danny Tanner, I put them out in manner. My aura similar to matches and sunny latches in the summer view. Sometimes I get lost inside my head with all these feelings. But you get me high and you make love a thing. Sometimes I get lost inside my head without these feelings. But you get me high and you make love a thing to believe in. A thing to believe in. A thing to believe in.
Stuck in your daydream, lust can get dangerous. But your body language tells me to taste this sour sensation. I had engages, vision's too hazy, where did she take me? Solar red lasers, signal to make her, somebody save me. Cause I'm lost on vacation, and if I dive, I'ma sink. I cannot swim in the deep. Backstroke from my legs grow, no air in a lifeboat. That's my tech and I can't even breathe. Waiting no water, I'm far from the beach. Faded all summer, I'm blowing a breeze. Looking up, grabbing with serving his feet. It's like I fell out the garden of Eden. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. And if I dive, I'ma sink. I cannot swim in the deep. Backstroke from my legs grow, no air, no
lifeboat. As my tech and I can't even breathe. Waiting on water, I'm far from the beach. Faded all summer, I'm throwing a breeze. Look in the crack and we're serving his feet. It's like I fell out the garden of Eden. Don't let me go. Don't let me go.
Hello and welcome back. So none of you decided to call in, which is fine. Which is fine.
Maybe it was because they couldn't hear the number.
They couldn't hear the number, which again would be 855-915-9636. But I don't know. We wanted to talk to you about the environment a little bit, right? It's a big topic. We've all heard of it. All heard of nature and the outdoors
and global warming and climate change.
Oh, we sure have that very real thing that is not disputable, but sure,
completely indisputable.
For the rest of this episode, we're gonna just pretend that climate change is real because it is, and but I think as part of, you know, I think that people that I know are looking towards ways to be more sustainable, whether that be like recycling or.
Preamble's way too long.
Consuming less.
Basically, not... Ben is trying to say that he tried cricket flour a few days ago.
Yeah.
To tell you all.
Okay, well, I was going to try to get a little bit on a soapbox for a second, but that's fine. Yeah, okay, we'll skip it. So basically, I think that the future of meat is going to have to be crickets because it's like the most sustainable way to have protein. And so a friend of mine and I were like, okay, let's just do it. We talked about it for a while. And then none of us ever pulled the trigger, and I was like, no, we are doing this. So I bought cricket flour, and...
Where'd you buy it?
You can just buy it on, like, Amazon, which is kind of ironic to buy it from Amazon when you're trying to do something sustainable, but it felt like the easiest way to do it, and it was.
Yeah.
And so we bought it, and we were going to make biscuits out of it. So right before this, I went over to her house. It looks like flour. I guess I'll walk you through a little bit. So it looks like flour... It's like white, it's powdery, whatever. And there's no reason to think that it's crickets.
Is it the same kind of like feel to it?
As flour? Yeah, I think so. It like basically, yeah.
It gets stuck everywhere?
Yeah, it gets stuck everywhere. It's like, I mean, you can like aerate it. It smells a little bit like a pet store. What? I didn't notice that
Ew.
So much. I didn't notice that so much. But my friend was like, this smells a little bit like a pet store. I was like, I mean... It's really
Maybe
fine.
Maybe it was the shipping.
Maybe, yeah, it could have been the shipping. I don't know. It really was fine, though. And then we made it, and we, like, did all the biscuity stuff, put, like, the butter in it. We did the, whatever biscuits are. And
Sorry.
All good. And it, like, kind of turned gray, which was interesting. Like, it was just, like, a little bit, like, of, like, a, like, pale gray, which I think that was really the only problem with it, is that...
Huh.
Because the color didn't match, like, expectations.
Yeah, because gray biscuits.
Yeah, because gray biscuits. It was a little bit weird. But I think, like, next time I do this with, like, food coloring, I'll never notice. So...
The thing is that I don't think food coloring would work.
I don't know. Like, I think it could.
Were you going to dye them green?
Like, I think if you dyed it, like, green, or you dyed it, like, blue, like, something, like clearly intentional.
Or cocoa powder.
Oh, cocoa powder could be, yeah, that could be a good way to do it.
So you make cricket brownies.
I think that would do it. Anyway, yeah, I mean, if you've had any cricket flower experiences, call in, let us know about them, give us advice.
So did you feel, like, more full afterwards than you would with a normal biscuit?
You know what? Honestly, maybe. Yeah. I mean, it was, like, definitely more filling. It had, so it said a one serving is, like, a quarter cup, and each biscuit probably had about a quarter cup of flour in it. And, yeah, I mean, honestly.
How much is in protein is in a serving? A quarter cup.
I can't, like, 8 grams or 8% of your daily protein value. Or iron value or something. I don't remember. But yeah. It was, like, pretty... I mean, I would say everyone should try it in case you really do like it. And then you could do something sustainable more long-term.
Based on that.
That's what I would say.
Interesting.
I feel like... I mean, I definitely, in my head, was like, it does feel like there is...
Something here. Only
because I knew that it was crickets, like... Like, had I just brought out something I made with crickets to you, you would have been like, oh, this is different, but, like, it's not bad. What is it? Whereas, because I knew that it was, like, ground-up crickets, I was kind of like, eh, a little weird. But...
Yeah.
But I think if you're, like, if you have an open mind to this experience, you should try it and see if it's something that would work for you long-term. That's my, like, final thing on that.
No, I mean...
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm all for, like, these, like, have new life experiences, see what happens kind of thing, so...
Oh, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. I think I would try it. However, I think I, like, would be less freaked out about lab meat than I would this.
Yeah.
Like, when I say lab meat, I mean, like... meat grown in a lab, right, with, like, special, like, tissue cells and stuff, and how it's, like, super expensive now, but they're hoping to, like, you know, they're hoping to make it, like, cheaper in its process, but, like,
I think that would be huge.
Yeah, but crickets are right here, you know what I mean? You can get them at the pet store, literally.
Don't get those, you know, don't get those. Those are different. Those are different. No, I know what you mean. It's like,
can you make your own cricket flour? Just buy a bunch of crickets and just pulverize them? Probably not. You probably have to treat them and stuff. That's my thing. Like, what is the process? Like, do crickets carry disease?
I think, okay, my understanding from, like, doing, I'll admit, sort of minimal research is that these are, like, yeah, I think probably if you did go to the pet store and you bought those crickets and you, whatever, ground them up, ate them, you would probably be fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that will kill you. I just think that, like, don't do that.
It's not made by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, like, I think that these crickets, like, probably ate things that, like, if you eat, won't, it's not bad for you, and then they were, like, what I would guess, and I guess I have a computer and I could look it up, but I'm not going to, is that what they do is they, like, have the crickets. They're probably different crickets than the ones that, like, are in a pet store.
They probably raise them specifically for consumption.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then so. I think they probably, like, cook them and then grind them or something. So it's, like, they are safe. Like wow, dangerous stuff has probably been, like, denatured in some capacity.
Interesting. I just, like, how cheap is it to create cricket flour? Probably pretty cheap.
I bet pretty cheap. Like, this was, like, 13.
Can't be expensive.
It was more than regular flour, but I think I also ordered, like, a boutique kind.
Also, well, obviously it's new, so they're probably making small batches, so obviously it's not going to be that, you know, like, normal flour.
Yeah.
However, it can't be that much to cost, like, again, I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like crickets are cheap. You can make a ton of them. I don't know how many crickets you need to make that stuff.
I'm like,
but, like,
I don't even want to think about how many crickets I murdered. I do think also you have to think about it instead of, like, I would have a baked good out of this flour rather than, like, a steak. Like, Like, it's not flour to flour, it's flour to steak. Or, like, flour to, like,
flour
red meat.
Flour to meat. Just, like, meat in general. Also, they're saying that chicken is a huge problem because people are eating more and more chicken because, you know, meat isn't as, you know, healthy per se.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just all meat.
Yeah, you have to think of it like this is replacing meat in my diet versus this is replacing like bread.
Yeah, I mean, unless for those that are gluten free and like want a high protein, gluten free and like what, vegetarian?
Yeah, I guess this could be that.
Do
I don't
insects are included in vegetarianism?
That's a good question because okay, here's something interesting.
Definitely not veganism.
No, definitely not veganism. Here's something interesting though. If you have a crustacean or, like, shellfish allergy, they recommend, like, if you would have an allergic reaction to shrimp, they're saying don't eat the cricket flour because apparently you might have a reaction to both things.
Weird. Honestly, like, huh.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's like, is it the exoskeleton? Like, what is the issue? I don't know.
It's kind of weird.
But I guess keep that in mind, everyone, as you're delving into the future of meat. Should we just play a song?
Let's just play a song.
Let's end on that. If you have any cricket flower questions, again, 855-915-9636. And if you are interested in discussing your own cricket flower experience, that would be a different number. That would be 855-915-9636. So feel free to call in, let us know. We're very interested. And away we go.
Five miles away. from each other. You don't like to call me that, but to me you are my lover. So my father, I'm a chip off the block, hold it on my shoulder, wear my heart right on my sleeve, and then I'll show it to another. You just wanna see me reckless, red face with all my freckles, ashen cigarettes, ambidextrous, gold on your fingers, and I got silver on my necklace, and that's okay, that's okay, and we're all cool. I think you're cute. You're sweet just as a Georgia peach, and it's raining here in Chicago. Well, low trees with a slight breeze, while I just carry all your cargo. And I know you don't like the cold, so I'll see you again tomorrow. Back it up, or you just feeling me now. Why don't you just stay and wait? Savannah, you woke me up right in the morning. Picture perfect like it's paramount. Call me on my telephone, watch you like a telethon. Running like a marathon. I'ma run just like my marathon. And I'm just out in Colorado, smoking on my Marlboro, drawing up my tonsils. But you still love me. That's okay, and we're all cool. You love my smile. Well, I think you're cute. You're sweet just as a Georgia peach, and it's raining here in Chicago. Well, low trees with a slight breeze, while I just carry all your cargo. And I know you don't like the cold, so I'll see you again tomorrow. Back it up, but we just feeling me now. Why don't you just stay and wait a while? Cause you're
You tell Alexa to play me a note from your roommate. The short one is crazy. I came in a Uber, but it's a Mercedes. I gave you a month and you gave me a maybe. And maybe I miss it, or maybe you did. You call me your baby, you up in my crib. You snapping in photos like it was a drip. They go on your story, but never your crib. So come on. I ain't even tripping about that no more. Ain't afraid to hit me right back no more. You ain't gotta see my zodiac no more. No, no, no. You been steady blowing up the spot, though. You just try me out like gelato. No, no. But it's cool, we in and out of this FaceTime like all night. Acting like it wasn't your Wi-Fi, but it's not mine. No. And you ain't been in my zip code in a long time. And your friend said I was the wrong guy, but you forgot why, so it's alright. I ain't saying that I need you, babe.
If you was right here, babe,
then at least I can reach you, babe.
If you was right here,
I ain't saying that I need you, babe.
If you was right here, babe,
if you was right here, if you was right here, you still be frontin', telling me you on the way. You ain't even got your jeans on. And you still be starting stuff and cropping at the foolery before you send a screenshot. And they gon' ask if you a fun time, a one time, a plus one, or a D1. But we've been through a lot of trials and just praying that this one right here isn't a free one. I ain't got no service in this parking garage or parking spot that's arguably wrong. You're partly alarmed, I start to get on. Like, if love is a drug, it's hard to be on. It's hard to be off. I'm writing that down for part of a song. And holy moly, what you do to me? One day you gon' put the U up in my eulogy. I hit your phone and never work until it's you and me. Cause you know you don't wanna bring it to the jewelry. Like it wasn't your Wi-Fi. And you ain't been in my zip code in a long time. Your friend said I was the wrong guy, but you forgot why. So it's alright.
To the Henny and the Hamptons. high school cause it's boring. Kinda hope that I'm sick in the morning. Sleeping, no stress, hear me snoring. Dreams of playing Michael Jordan and I'm scoring. Dreaming of the days I have is gay. Probably go to the arcade and play some games. After that I'll grow some wings to fly away. And then I'll eat some pineapple pizza. Yeah. I don't like school cause the math was too hard. From my grades they super food because they're falling apart. I bet my teachers couldn't beat me in some Mario Kart. Tell them I don't need a degree to be rapping these bars. I'm going stupid, I'm going dummy. Class clown making bangers, that ain't that funny. Really all I need is God, you can keep the money. Big smile on my face while I feed my tummy. Pineapple pizza with honey. I don't like school cause it's boring. Kinda hope that I'm sick in the morning. Sleeping, no stress, hear me snoring. Dreams of playing Michael Jordan and I'm scoring. Dreaming of the days I have is gay. Probably go to the arcade and play some games. After that I'll grow some wings to fly away. And then I'll eat some pineapple pizza. Why should I learn physics when I got a 3DS? I don't need to be on the road to show a subtle flex. Why you happy about all A's when you cheated on your test? I'm just trying to have some fun while you study with no rest. I'm gonna sleep in all day and not have any worries. Read inside my Bible and learn a couple stories. Forget about my homework, I'm swimming like I'm Dory. It's still broken in the house, who the heck is Corey? I don't like school cause it's boring. Kinda hope that I'm sick in the morning. Sleeping, no stress, hear me snoring. Dreams of playing Michael Jordan and I'm scoring. Dreaming of the days I have is gay. Probably go to the arcade and play some games. After that I'll grow some wings to fly away. And then I'll eat some pineapple pizza.
Hello and welcome back. We have a quick public service announcement for you from Daniela, the public service announcement queen of the radio waves.
I don't know if I deserve that title, but I'll read it proudly like I do anyways. Okay, here we go. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585. That's 978-422-8585. Or visit sterlingshelter.org. That's sterlingshelter.org. And yeah, this adopt, make sure to adopt and not to shop, because this was a public service announcement from WMFO Toast Freeform Radio.
Thank you so much, Daniela.
I'm so out of practice.
I was gonna say,
you should see all the dogs on this little photo.
That is the best part of these PSAs. There's just so many good dogs and so little time to show them. But yeah, Daniela read that like the queen of the radio waves that we all know she is.
You made me nervous by saying that.
I know, I hyped her up. The one time I didn't keep you humble, look what happened.
I know, I cracked because I got nervous.
That's all right. We'll get them next time, sport.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Bucko. All right, we're going to play another song. See you in a little bit.
Challenge, all you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay, it's okay. Give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever, cause there is no way you're grounded. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. Sunday best, hey, feeling good, like I should, been in the walk around the neighborhood, feeling blessed, never stressed, got the sunshine on my Sunday best.
Baby, sing my to be my best friend, kiss you my Iron Man, and I love you 3000. Baby, take a chance, cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. See you standing there, and nothing compares. And all I can think is, where is the ring? Cause I know you wanna ask, scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me things.
Hello, sorry for the abrupt end. I forgot how this is supposed to work, but you are listening to Ben Blizzquake at 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to hand it off to Automation, and then the next DJ is going to take over. So have a good night. We'll see you in a week.
Travel lightly. I see that your eyes are sore. There will be no witnesses to speak or greet it anymore. I will marry badly. I will sell my fortune there.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM.